Breaking the Pattern. A friend was telling me about some challenging folks he'd run into at a recent networking mixer. One in particular he referred to as a drive-by card passer. This woman basically ran from person to person, forcing her business card into their hands. Instead of just ignoring her, his solution was to take her card, but then ask her who a good referral for her would be. Apparently, it stopped her dead in her tracks in confusion. This was the perfect response. Whenever someone is following a pattern of unproductive networking behavior, simply break that pattern. The drive-by obviously had never had anyone take an actual interest in her. When someone did, her program behavior failed her and suddenly she became a person. That strong-arm salesperson with a bad case of commission breath? What would he do if every time he started taking you down his sales path, you gave vague answers and then immediately followed up with a question about him? I'm guessing before long he'd either give up or turn into an actual human being and a decent conversationalist. How about that guy who wants an introduction to the CEO of a local company? He's expecting a no or maybe a tepid yes. What if you responded with an enthusiastic, "I'd be glad to, but before I do, I'd like a chance to get to know you a little better. Could we meet for coffee sometime?" You'll get to know this person a lot better and be able to introduce them to other members of your network who might be a good fit. The folks who are exhibiting less than successful networking practices are usually doing it without malice. They simply don't know any better. Whatever the reason, by breaking their pattern, you may have an opportunity to help them become better networkers, an activity that could help your own network grow a lot faster.